In Still This Speaks, spiritual teacher Eckhart Tolle writes that one of the most powerful spiritual practices is to meditate deeply on the mortality of physical forms, including your own. This is called die before you die. Of course you know you're going to die, but that remains a mere future possibility until death enters your life through an accident or serious illness or the passing away of a loved one. At that moment, you can turn away from it in fear. But if you gather enough courage to face the fact that your body is fleeting and could dissolve at any moment, there is some degree of disidentification, however slight, from your own physical and psychological form, the me. When you see and accept the impermanent nature of all life forms, a strange sense of peace comes up on you. This is why in Theravada Buddhism, the monks regularly visit the charnel ground to sit and meditate among the dead bodies, a practice known as mindfulness of death. Its instructions speak of comparing your own body to the different stages of decay through which a corpse would go if it were left out in the open. Here's how it's described in an ancient scripture, included in the book Satipatthana Meditation, a practice guide by Bhikkhu Anileo. As though one were to see a corpse thrown away in a charnel ground that is 1, 2, or 3 days dead, being bloated, livid, and oozing matter, and one compares the same body with it, this body too is of the same nature. It will be like that, it is not exempt from that fate. Again, as though one were to see a corpse thrown away in a charnel ground that is being devoured by crows, hawks, vultures, dogs, jackals, or various kinds of worms. A corpse thrown away in a charnel ground, a skeleton with flesh and blood, held together by sinews. A skeleton without flesh, smeared with blood and held together by the sinews. A skeleton without flesh and blood, held together by the sinews. Disconnected bones scattered in the main and intermediate directions, here a hand bone, elsewhere a foot bone, elsewhere a shin bone, elsewhere a thigh bone, elsewhere a hip bone, elsewhere a back bone, and elsewhere a skull. A corpse thrown away in a charnel ground, bones bleached white, the color of shells. Bones heaped up, more than a year old. Bones rotten and crumbling to dust, and one compares the same body with it, this body is too of the same nature, it will be like that, it is not exempt from that fate.